Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Bless the Lord. We thank God because he is worthy of all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, bringing us into a time to glorify his name in a revival. Praise the Lord. Looking with anticipation and expectancy for a move of God in the mighty name of Jesus. So we glorify his name. He is worthy. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. We bless the Lord. Praise God. We're looking for the fire of the anointing to flow like never before. Praise God with these young women that God has placed in our lives. Glory to God to bring forth a dynamic word tonight. So we bless you as we bring forth glory to God them in a short time. We looking for him to move in a miraculous way. Bless the Lord. We have one of our speakers, praise God, trying to contact me, but bless the Lord. Pray all is well. Amen. Praise the Lord. And bless the Lord. 98:19. Praise the Lord. Well, bless God, and we believe in glory to God that God will bless tonight. Praise God. We just want to welcome those that just came in to the Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord for the revival of tonight. And our theme is, glory to God, the process for restoration. Bless the Lord. Each one of our speakers will have their topic up under our theme for the revival. Bless the Lord. Amen. Praise God. While we're waiting for a few other people to come on, I just wanted to share with you that, glory to God, we're looking for the Lord to revive us again. And knowing that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, and that's on a daily basis continually. He that has an ear, let us hear tonight and every day what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. As Psalm 23 says, he restores my soul. And God wants us to not walk in fear, but in power and authority and the anointing. No matter what's going on in the cosmos right now, he still wants us to have faith in him and trust him and rest in him and trust him when we can't trace him. Still have faith in him no matter what. And he then told us in his word, according to Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. And I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We'll give it another minute. Bless the Lord. Oh, praise God. And we'll pray for a spiritual enlightenment. That means understanding the word of God. According to Psalms 119:18, open thou my eyes that I might see the wondrous things of thy law. Are we restored by grace? Amen. Praise the Lord. As we know, the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Praise God. We hear a lot of voices, a lot of words, but we want to hear the truth. And the only way you're going to know that is get in his word. Let his word get in you. Stay in as the word says, there's safety in the multitude of counsel, and forsaking not our assembly with one another. Bless the Lord. So at this time, we're going to prepare ourselves. Glory to God to go right on into continuous in the stories service, and we're going to have our, praise the Lord, our scripture reading. Oh, for those that just came on, we just welcome you to the Divine Connection Prayer Line Blog Talk Radio, and our theme is process for restoration. Bless the Lord. And our speaker tonight, bless the Lord, will be none other than Evangelist Carmelita H. Ely, Hubbard Ely. Bless the Lord. Amen. At this time, we're going to get ready to prepare ourselves for our scripture reading, and then we will have our prayer. Our scripture reading will come from, glory to God, by our own minister, Athena Valentine. Praise the Lord. I got to make sure that I pull her. Should have had it already programmed on her number. Bless the Lord. and we will be hearing from her. Nope, I had the wrong number, my dear. You might open the line for the, and you would have been talking, and it was not, would have been. So I don't think I'm too excited tonight. I got to make sure. Wait a minute. The number that I have, hopefully it is the right number for her, 5740. If she's on another line, I need to hear. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. All righty. I'm going to have to open the line and make sure she's not using a different number, because the number that I have is a 5740. Okay, let me. I know we had to have some type of interference with excitement tonight, but nevertheless, it is well. Let me ask Evangelist Ely. Praise the Lord, my dear Evangelist Ely. Could you confirm the last four digits of Minister Valentine, because I have 5740.
Okay, I'm texting her right now, but it's 5740, but I'm not sure if she's...
If she's not, then we have someone else to do the scripture reading. I know she wanted to make sure that she came on tonight. We already just talked and whatever, but we will keep moving on. If not, praise God.
She says she's on the line, so let me see. She says she's on.
Well, tell me, ask her what the last four is.
What's the last four? Hold on.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. I see it now. Praise God. We thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. We always have to have love and patience and glory to God, loving on one another, and know there will be delays sometimes. And nevertheless, we are moving right on. Praise the Lord. At this time, Minister Valentine, we will receive you now with our scripture reading.
Hi, praise the Lord, glory to God. Thank you for having me. And our scripture reading is 1 Peter 5:10, and I'm reading from my Women's Message Bible, and the reading of the word says, "Now the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will personally restore, establish, strengthen, and support you after you have suffered a little."
Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. At this time, praise the Lord, we're going to have none other than our prophet, Lillian Bird, with our prayer for tonight.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we come boldly to your throne of grace tonight. We come with expectation. We come, Father God, with our hearts ready, our ears attended. We come, Father God, tonight to receive your word. We thank you for your servant, Minister Ely, God. We thank you for her labor before you. We thank you, God, that she's heard from you. We thank you for the word that you have given her for the body tonight. We thank you, Father God, that that word is anointed. We thank you, Father God, that when that word come forth, it will not go back void. It will accomplish and achieve what it sent out to do in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, that we're going to be filled up. And we are asking you tonight, God, for a supernatural move of your spirit. Father, that we are not just be hearers of your word tonight, but we are also be doers, that this word will impact and it will improve us. In the precious name of Jesus. So, Father, I ask now as she come to bring forth that message, I pray in Jesus' name that no hindrance of any kind, Father God, shall come up against her. And I thank you for her willingness, Father God, to share the word. So I thank you tonight as Carmelita come and give us this word that we are receptive, and we thank you for her faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord for you, prophet. At this time, we're going to have a young man, which is her, glory to God, husband, that will kindly be able to introduce his wife tonight. My son-in-law, we're looking forward to God blessing in this word. And after he speaks, then the voice that you will hear will be none other than Evangelist. Uh-oh, no, what happened to the phone? None other than Evangelist Ely. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, we're going to have Brother Brian Ely to introduce his wife. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. I'm excited and elated, glory to God, for her coming on and all the others, too, as well, to hear what thus said the Lord. And we pray that our ears will be open and attentive to receive all that God has this week in this revival. Amen. Bless the Lord. So I pray that you have your ears open, your spirit open, your heart open, and ready, glory to God, to digest whatever the Lord is saying that pertains to each one of us. At this time, receive none other than Brother Brian Ely.
Good evening, all. And thank you, God, for another day. I had the privilege of introducing my wife, Minister Carmelita Hubbard Ely. She graduated from UNCC. She's an active minister at the Life Changing Church under the leadership of Overseer McGuire. We have one daughter and preparing for our granddaughter. She loves life. She loves people. She loves traveling. She, as you all know, she always loves to help people as well. She wants people to grow in the God and in her life. She's been in ministry in over 10 years. I'm so proud of her. May God use her. Minister Carmelita Hubbard.
Isn't she on 9-8? Oh, my goodness, she just told me what
Maybe
it was.
Maybe you want me to leave, ma'am?
Oh, yes, I'm now for yes.
I apologize. I didn't mean to have a delay. Good greetings, everyone on the line tonight. First of all, giving honor to God, giving honor to Pastor B.J. Hubbard, giving honor to my pastor, Overseer Dorothy A. McGuire, her hospice, is continuing to please pray for her and our church for their loss this week. She had to bury her sister. So just please continue to keep our church family in prayer. But I just thank God for all the pastors, ministers, and everybody in their prospective places. And I definitely give honor and looking forward to hearing the word of God from the women of God this weekend. And just thank God for the opportunity anytime to preach his word. So I do come humbly this evening. So I do want to, today is the day of national prayer. So I do want to always make sure it goes before God with prayer. And once we do that, we're going to go into this conversation of the word of God tonight. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as know-how, just giving you thanks and praise, for this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you so much, God, for all that you're doing and all that you're about to do, God, in our lives and in the people of God. Lord, I just ask that you just touch each individual who sacrificed this tonight, this weekend, to get in and just get a word from God over these full lives. God, I thank you for the opportunity where you can spread your gospel for so many streams of communication. So, God, we thank you for this communication that's always been in place and position, and we thank you that you will continue to bless this ministry, that it will flourish and grow in God, all those who have ministries that's doing the work of the kingdom. So we bless that any need on this line, God, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, physically, God, that you bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask you for Carmelita to die tonight, that you will reign, God, that your word will be preached and given and teach, God, however you see fit, God, that this will be a nourishing word, God, not only for the people but for myself. So I praise you. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. Please, Lord, bless those who do not know you, God. They have an opportunity to know you, the sick and shut in, the bereaved, the less fortunate have, God, our neighbors, God, the homeless, God. We pray for them in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So I just thank God again for the word tonight. When the opportunity came about for this is, you know, Pastor B.J. Hubbard is my mother, and so, you know, you got to be ready at all times. So I thank God, though, for the opportunity of preparation. But God had me in a place recently that just a couple of weeks ago when it was time to do this that I had to get it done that day, that moment, that hour. So I just thank God that he had me do that because he knew that I have a busy life right now and a lot going on. So it gave me the opportunity to focus, get it done. And I just pray that you all are receptive of what God has given to me that I try to eat and chew as much as I can. And I'm going to eat some of it tonight with you all. So as we go forth in the word, just excited, just this season that God has placed me in, this change and the shift in the atmosphere that I'm trying to just continue to be and hear his voice and hear his, to answer the call at this time and season. So I didn't even ask Pastor what's our time limit tonight, but I'm going to try to give you, I have lots of scriptures because I'm a person, I enjoy the word when I hear someone preach, but they give me scriptures so I can be able to go back and to read the scriptures because I think it's very helpful when you give people the opportunity that they can study the word for themselves. So I will be saying lots of scriptures, and we're going to read a few of them tonight. Well, I will read all of them, but I'll reading for your hearing, and then you can go back for yourself. So tonight's topic for me was Jesus heals what's broken. And the second part of that, stepping into your purpose. So my subtitle is Warrior, It's Time to Fight for You. I say that again. Jesus heals what's broken. Step into your purpose. Warrior, it's time for you to fight for you. So our first scripture tonight that we're going to go to is going to be Psalms 147:3. And I do sometimes talk quickly, and I have a lot of scriptures, and I want to get through the word. So I'm going to give the scripture, and I'm going to read, and I'm going to go to the next one. So the first scripture is Psalms 147:3. And the scripture says, He heals the broken in heart, and he binds up their wounds. Another core scripture that is one of my mother's favorite scriptures, and it's become one of mine, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, say the Lord, the plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Matthew 6:33 says, but ye seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given to you. And those first three scriptures was given to you out of the Modern English Version, and the rest of the scriptures that I should be given tonight should mainly be coming out of the King James, okay? So as we walk into this word, I'm just going to go ahead and speak starting. It is May 4th, my daughter's birthday is this coming Saturday, May 6th, but my birthday was in March, and I'm currently walking in chapter 43. The prior 42 years have had a lot of life experience, and I know so many of you on this line have gone through a lot of life experiences. But with that being said, life experience, some or others may should have said many people would not have made it through what I've gone through. I have been through all types of trauma starting from a young age on up. I've experienced every type of abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse. There are people who haven't made it through those situations or those areas. But being broken is a very serious thing, and only God can heal you from being broken and being in your brokenness. Being in a place of brokenness is serious, it's painful, it's numbing, it can be dangerous, it definitely can have you doing the unthinkable. Broken people know how to function as if everything is okay. Can put on a mask, can make it look good, smell good, and walk each and every day with brokenness. especially a black woman, we stand no matter what. No situations, circumstances, issues, we've known to stand. We're going to fight through. We're going to keep going. And most of us, or some of us, have been taught, keep it together. Don't be seen not put together. Pray about it. We have to have God, but sometimes it will take therapy, group sessions, and someone who can just help you through life experiences. This conversation tonight is about someone who has been through, but been on both sides of being broken and healed with God's help, and a person who's working on walking into her purpose. I'm going to give you all the words that I can possibly give you, but I'm also going to just talk about some life experiences. But first of all, using Webster Dictionary, I want to look at some definitions. And I will have some definitions as well as scriptures throughout the night. So these are just things that you can, again, just review for your own self. First definition is broken, adjective definition, damaged, or altered by, as by breaking, disturbed by change, or made weak. Brokenness, now. Not working properly, violated by a transgression, not kept or honored, subdued, completely crushed, sorrowful, disconnected, not complete or full, disunited by divorce, separation, or desertion of one parent. As you can hear, all of these definitions I have read tonight so far, all of us have fallen somewhere in between. Somewhere in these definitions, somewhere we all have been broken or had some type of brokenness. One of my questions for you tonight is, have you been totally healed through your brokenness? Are you still broken? What will it take for you to give your brokenness to God, so you can really step into your purpose? I'm going to say this is a personal conversation tonight. Again, in everything that I say, it had to deal with me first. It took me a long time to truly heal from being broken and have being in my brokenness. Sometimes every once in a while, there's some residue of my brokenness that comes up, and I have to deal with it and talk to God about it. But I can truly say it is my testimony that it only happened through God, time, and therapy. I'm a black woman who truly believes in therapy. I don't think it's nothing wrong with therapy. I'm in a place right now that I want to and need to find a new therapist because I'm in a new season right now. It's nothing wrong with God and therapy. Now, I truly believe it's good to have a therapist who believes in God and also honors your beliefs. I'm just going to jokingly say we're going to be equally yoked when we're going into this situation. It's like a marriage, just to make you laugh a little bit. Just like you have to be careful who you marry, it's the same for the therapy relationships you're building. It needs to be the right and healthy relationship. So my speech tonight might be a little different perspective or angle, but I'm still going to give you everything from the truth of his word. So in Matthew 11:28-29 says, Come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. The first thing to work through your brokenness is to turn it over to God. You will not be able to heal without our Father. Matthew 11:28-29 is telling you God, he is here to help us, to strengthen us, and take everything that's heavy in our life and give it to him. To free your body, mind, and spirit, you have to know God is your source. He has to be invited in to make the change. God is always ready and available to change our lives. But we don't truly always allow him to dwell within us. God wants us, all of us, to be happy and whole. Those who are rooted in God and aligned with him, he said in Luke 8 and 15, it says, but that on good ground are they which are in a honest and good heart, have heard the word, kept it, and bring forth fruit with patience. When we seek God, like in Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added. Allow God to enter into your mind, your heart, your spirit, every aspect of you, that he's about to do a great work in your life. You got to be rooted and grounded in God, and he's going to bring up healthy fruit. God will bless you in all areas of your life if you seek him first. Matthew 6 and 33. He will turn it all around. Psalms 34 and 19 says, in 18 and 19 says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are the brokenhearted, save such as to be of a contrary spirit. Many are the afflicted of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. God turns your brokenness to healing. It took years, and I'm saying years, and time and energy to be healed from my brokenness. It could have took minutes, it could have took days, it could have took weeks if I had gotten out of my way and let God step in and stand in the gap on my process. Please understand, some things just take time. If we go over to Ecclesiastes 3 and 1, the word says, to everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heavens. God said in his word, there's a time and a season for everything in our lives. I believe there is a time in our lives that sometimes brokenness is necessary. It's a good thing. So God can break us to build us so we can be back in the place that will allow to be in the place where what he has called us to be. God is calling all of us higher, to a higher place, to a higher in everything that we do. I was on assignment and went to another church recently, and God spoke to me that day, I'm calling you higher. I know he's asking more of me, but I know he has given me the tools to even, and he's given me the tools and blessings even greater as I'm yielding to him. So I'm saying this to you, yield to God, do what he says, be in place and position, and again, blessings will come. But I also know I had to be healed and whole for where he is trying to call me and take me to this next place and next season. I also know that God wants to walk with me into this next purpose, and he has blessings waiting. But I had to be healed. Carmelita had to be in place. He had to reposition me to be able for me to hear him and to follow in the path that he's calling at this time. He wants for me, God only wants the best for us. So we have to just be in tune to our Father, for who he is and who he says and he is in our life. Jeremiah 1 and 5, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I ordained thee as a prophet unto the nation. Now, God might not have called you to be a prophet, but he called you to do something. He called you to be
something in this world, this rugged world, to be something for purpose, to change, to shift the atmosphere. God knows and knew who he created and what you was born into this earth for him to do. If we go back over to what Jeremiah 29:11 says, if we say it for our hearing again, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, to change, to shift your life if you allow him. God wants us to be blessed, but he never said we wouldn't go in through anything. He just said he would never leave us nor forsake us. Weapons may form, but they shall not prosper. So he wants to take us to a new place, that he wants us to be fully restored and fulfill our individual purpose. Here's a couple definitions again. Heal, to cause, parentheses, a undesirable condition, parentheses, to be overcome, to be restored to its original purity or integrity. Restoration means an act of restoring or bringing back, to a former position or condition. Purpose, something set up as a object or end to be attained, intentional. Resolution, a termination. In these definitions and scriptures, this is for your hearing, for your knowledge, so you can go back and be able to find and search the scriptures for yourself so you can attune yourself with God's word. So it's not what we know, but what we don't. So God wants us to continue so we can get to a place so we can know, especially his word. Search the scriptures. And every time I search the scriptures, there's always something new that I didn't know or I didn't understand, or a new revelation. So I thank God for his word, because his word is rich. Y'all, his word is very rich and true. And as we intune ourselves to hear his word, read his word, God wants to give it to us through the scripture, through the word. And God's word has something there that can connect and reflect to something that can help us and grow us. There's something special about God's word. The word has purpose, and it gives purpose all by itself. But God wants us to be healed and restored so that we can walk in our divine purpose for him. All of us have a purpose in our lives, and the devil wants to stop you. You want to stop you. The world wants to distract you, but we all have to make up in our mind, in our heart, in our spirit, that we want to fulfill God's purpose. We want to move ourselves out the way for him to do what God has called us to. 2 Timothy 1:9 says, who has saved us and called us a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which has given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. We are assured that he has called us, and he's asking us to answer the call. We will have to let life, will we let life stop us? Mark 12:30. Give me one moment. Oops, I had all my paper. Mark 12:30 says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. God just wants us, all of us. He wants us to give him ourselves. He wants to bless you. But we usually want the blessing first before we're giving God all we have. If we're willing just to trust him and press into this next place,
Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God's purpose in us will manifest everything he has for us. If we use the lessons of life, the brokenness of life, the strengths of life, the good, the bad, and indifferent of life for his glory, God will and can change our lives. And he definitely will change the lives of others. And if we do his work, he will always bless us. Blessings are not always monetary. Blessings can come spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially. We just have to be open and aware of God's blessing. Take hold of God's purpose with everything you have for the strength and direction to get you to your place and purpose in him. But most importantly, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, pray without ceasing. When I say we have to pray without ceasing, he also said in his word where it says two or three gathered, he will be in the midst. So everything that we know about God, prayer changes things. Prayers open doors. Prayer closes doors. Even today, this is National Prayer Day. We should be praying. We should be trusting God. We should be standing on his word. And truthfully, it's a national day for the world, but for us, it should be every day, sometimes every hour, every minute, every second, because we're living in a world that things are happening daily, hourly, moment by moment, that our lives can be changed, others' lives have to be changed, you can be shifted. We have to be a place like never before that we are seeking God's face with all our heart, with all our mind. So stay before him in prayer. We have to set, prayer will set you on a path that you need to be. Prayer gives you calmness and peace. In Isaiah 26 and 3, and I'm also reading this because everybody we can't assume knows scripture and has ever heard these scriptures. So I thank you, God, for bringing that to my mind. So thank you, Lord, for reading the word out loud. So Isaiah 26 and 3, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. When we stay focused on God and his plan, he makes it that his plan be our plans. And he will shift our lives just as he has, if we are willing vessels. When we give all we got, everything that we got to him, we praise him, we thank him, we honor him, we give him all the glory, he will in Psalms 139 and 14 says, I will praise thee. For God says, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, that my soul knoweth right well. He will remind us. He will tell us. He will speak to us. We are his servants, and he loves us very much and dearly. So much he wants to give us the best and pull the best out of us, for us, and through us. He wants us to see what he sees in us. He wants us to know the purpose that he has for our lives. He wants us to know that everything that he said and do, he will do it according to his word. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us always. He will always stand fast and forward for us. If we do what God needs us to do, God is always going to do the work in us, through us, for others and ourselves. We just got to trust him. We got to believe him. We got to know him like we know him, like we know him like no other. And Romans 12 says, and be not conformed to this world, just adding a couple of scriptures that popped up in my mind. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, for that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And I want my one of my other favorite scriptures in here that I like to read that always stays near to my heart is in 1 Peter 5 and 10. But I'm going to go up a little further up to verse 6. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. There's a due time for everybody. There's a due time for your purpose. There's a due time for you to walk what God's called you to work. There's a due time to go through your season of hurt and pain. It's a due time for everybody. We are not exempt from the pulpit to the back door. But he said in verse 7, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, know this, please, men and women of God, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he devoured. The enemy is faithful on his job. He know his job. He's going to continue to attempt to do his job to come against the body of Christ, come against this world. So we have to do our part to be faithful, to follow God, to his purpose, what he's called, what he set out for us, the purpose. But we got to make sure that whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But he says in 1 Peter 5 and 10, but the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthened, and settle you. Once we all are going to go through some things. We all are going to have to go through a process. We all are going to face some things. And what you face may be different from what I face. What I face is going to be different from what you face. But he said in his word that we're going to go through the process, that we're going to be able. But we also got to put on our whole armor. So that's in Ephesians 6, 10, and 11 talks about the whole armor. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because trust and believe, you all, the devil is out. He's about his job. He's out here attacking folks. He's out here trying to keep you off your job. He's trying to keep you out of position. But you got to be willing and in place to do what he's calling in this season and this hour. Also, it says in the word in Galatians 6 and 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. So those who God is calling you, which is all of us, to a purpose in a position in a place, don't play with God. That's even out here, whether you in ministry, you going out here, God sees all things. There's a time in the season that God will, if you out of order, he's going to put you in order. That is, I'm saying that to every minister, every pastor, every leader, every layman. We got to be, God is not mocked. Get your house in order. We got to, the things that you know, your sin is not my sin, and my sin is not your sin. The flesh has to die daily. We have to ask God, if you're purposeful and you're really trying to be on the train for the where the direction he wants you to go in life, you got to say, God, let this flesh die daily. Let me continue to grow me up to where you want me to be. Forgive me, for the things when I'm not in place where you want to be. But he said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whosoever a man soweth, that shall also he reap. So that means if you are sowing, it tells us in verse 8, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of his flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And, y'all, these are scriptures that God has just poured up just now. Literally, this is not what I had written down, but he's taking me again to the Word. So, again, Philippians 4 and 13 says, I can, say it to yourself. We mute it, but you can tell yourself, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Say it for Philippians 4 and 19. But my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Again, your needs could be spiritually this month, next month. It could be emotionally, physically, financially. We all could be in different seasons and places of our life, but God is calling us higher. He's calling us to be in a directive to hear him, to trust him, to be according to his word. And also Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we got to have our faith in place, in position to hold on to the word of God, to take it. But what are you saying? In this season and hour, we're going to have our faith strong in him. Because there's going to be some things that come that may knock you off of base and you like, where did this come from and how did this happen? But you got to know that you know that you know that you know. And you better know a little bit more that God is who he said he is, and he will never fail you. He'll never give up on you. His word will never go out void. It will accomplish everything that he set forth for it to say in your life. Make this thing personal because it's a personal relationship. I am married, going on almost 5 years, but I tell my husband all the time, I'm a pray or whatever, but you better seek God for God, and I'm going to seek God for God, and let us come together and seek God. But it's a personal relationship because when God calls on us, he said, everyone who says Lord and Lord will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So we all got to have that personal and right relationship, okay, God, the things you're saying, but we got to be in tune with him. It's a season like never before. He's calling us higher. He is saying in his word that this is a season that he's talking to us that we have to get our house in order, be in place, be in position for what he is saying. And this season, as I'm coming to a close, he wants to get us all, like I said, where he wants us to be. But it comes where we have to be, that comes with, we have to remember and ask God, what is my purpose? And walk in it. Talk to God, because this is individual. So God, what is my purpose? What do you have for me? What are you calling to me? And sometimes that purpose may change. He has you in different seasons. So what he had you in one place, it may be different in another place. And I just know that I'm in a different place right now with God. God is asking me, more of me. He's asking me to be in a different. So my season and what my purpose is right now may not be what your season and calling in is purpose. But be open to hear God. And even everything that you're doing, have your ear in tune and keen to him. So if he shifts you and changes you, be ready to hear him and answer the call. And know who you are in God. Know who he is. Stand bold, flat-footed, that I am who God says I'm. Speak God's word back to him. That's something that I've learned in the last couple of years. I got to speak God's word back to him. And I believe it, and I got to trust it, and I got to know it, that I know it like I know it. And even as I have been listening to various speakers, and don't be like nobody else. Be who calls you to stay. Not when I'm going with that statement. I'm not trying to be like nobody else, but God also has made me in tune to hear that, you know what, I'm going to have to go to seminary because he's calling me higher. I need to have more knowledge, more understanding of his word. I know the Bible, but understanding the backstory, the details, that is something God is calling me higher. He may not call you to go to seminary. He may not call you, but he may say, hey, I need you to pray more. I need you to fast more. I need you to get in your word more. I need you to be able to go and be out here and help the sick and shut in. I need you to be there and be available for your pastor. I need you to be available for a lay member. God's calling and purpose may be different for each individual, and we got to be in tune with what he's saying. You do have, if you do what God is willing, do know that when you do what God wants out of you to do for the purpose for the kingdom, God's going to make a way out of no way. I've seen God open doors when I know at the time I might not have had. I've seen God give grace. I've seen how God has worked in others' lives. I've seen how he has healed. And I don't believe death or sickness comes from God, but sometimes God will allow things to happen. If we go to the story of Job, God allowed the enemy attack Job. But Job stayed flat-footed, and he reminded God that I remember who you are, and I will never let anybody distract me for who God says, whether it be my wife, the devil, or anybody else, and all the loss that I have. But when he stood on God's word, when he trusted God's word, God gave him overflow. When Abraham and Sarah went where God told them to go, in a direction, when God, now did they get distracted? Did God say that he was gonna bless them with children? They got children in their older age. But God was faithful to his word. But that was a story that sometimes when we move ahead of God, it can cause confusion, it can cause distraction, it can cause issues. But when God's faithful and we come back and say, God, forgive me, and he puts us back in position, God bless Abraham and Sarah. And God continues to bless others in the Bible that we can say that went through tests, that became testimonies, that their story changed, or they just was in place and they did not mess up. They just did what God said to do. So it could be either story. There's going to be times where we're going to do what God says and do it just like he said. But we human, we flesh. Like I said, this flesh got to die daily. We're going to make mistakes. But that does not mean that God's word will go out void, because it's going to be set to accomplish everything that he said that it would do. So also, in my final notes, he's willing you to keep you in perfect peace. He wants us to be peace. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to have joy. He would not have talked about the fruits of the Spirit, but he also wants us to do some things in us to line up with his word. He will do what he said he was going to do. He also has to learn to, like, oh, I already said that, speak his word back to him. He cares and he loves us. God wants us to stay in the fight of our life. He wants us to fight for everything that he said to accomplish for him. But he also wants us to accomplish some things. He wants us to have a blessed life. He wants us to be healed from our brokenness so that we can walk in divine purpose called, in this season hour, warrior. It's time to fight. I leave you with Romans 8:28, which says, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who that are called according to his purpose. Trust his word, believe his word, and I ask you, again, man and woman of God, he wants you to be healed and whole in him. Walk in your truth, walk in your purpose, walk what he said in this season and hour. Warrior, it's time to fight for you. Be blessed, be encouraged. May God have blessed this word, not only for your spirit, but my spirit. And I believe that God will let everything resonate with your spirit. Take the meat out of what you needed tonight and spit out the bones, but let God's glory be given to him. Amen. Hello? Anybody there? Hello? Okay, one moment. She's having a problem with the system, so just bear with us. But we're just going to believe God.
You can continue to any word God gives you for closing. You can go ahead.
Okay. Well, right now, I'm just going to continue to speak life into you all, because right now, just pray that everything will be, that the devil's a liar. He will not attack the woman of God to not be able to get back into the system. But as she's working on that, to God be the glory, I'm just speaking to you all. When I say this is personal for me, when I say I've had so much that's happened in these last 42 years, that there was moments that the enemy, I know that he wants to kill me. I almost drowned when I was 9 years old. I was raped when I was 15. There's times where I almost committed suicide through the years. I was raped in college. There's things that's happened to me in between with relationships with men, things that I've made decisions. When I tell you the enemy is after us and he knows that there's purpose in our life, he knows that there's things that he wants to do in us, he knows that we have something on our life that only we can give to the world, and we got to come to a place like never before. God, I need you, I want you, I desire to do everything that you said. I wouldn't even thought I would have been here this day today, because just a couple of years ago, I was in a mental institute because 3 years ago, because the enemy had my mind, because he didn't want me to live and do what God wants me to do. But I'm telling y'all today, the more I really, really entune myself, not what my mom said, not what I know, not what my godmother, Pastor Lillian Bird, but not whatever, but I'm having that personal relationship with God that I'm saying, God, I'm going after you. Not for my sorority, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, not for Eugene Bryant Ely, not for Imani, but Carmelita's going after God. And I'm going it after for everything I got, because I have to say thank you, God, for all the tests that turned to testimonies. And let me look back to your word, look back over my life and others that I know have shifted and changed, because God is that type of God. So I ask you, my brothers and my sisters in Christ, stand on God's word. You may have gone through some tests in some trials that you didn't think you were going to make it, even this week. But I speak life. Your mind, that you shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. So I continue to pray that God, that your faith will keep you, will hold, that you hold on to your faith. You would trust God in this season and hour. And give what you need to give to God, but you ask God also to fill you with what you need. And he will do it. In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Any of y'all on the line, can you hear me now?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Let us stop for a minute. Thank God and pray for Sister Rachel right now. Sister Laura is in the hospital in the emergency room. They got her blood pressure is over 219, over 98. And also they say they think,
mama.
Huh? 198. Over 198?
219.
Over 198? Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray against stroke and heart attack right now. They say that the doctor's thinking it's something from the COVID or whatever that she had. But, Father, we know you are healer and a deliverer. By your stripes, we are healed. And we know, glory to God, we send your word out now as we come in agreement. Satan, you are a liar. You'll not take her life. We speak to Laura's blood pressure now that it come down in the name of Jesus. Any other bacteria that's inside her body come out. We are praying, glory to God, that she don't have to go on no respirator or nothing like that. We come against heart attacks, strokes, whatever the enemy is sending out now, we bind him up and loose him from us, his assignment. We know, glory to God, you glory to God, said in your word, you already sent your word out. You said any two stand, touch, and agree on how you will move in the midst. So we're standing on your word and standing on your promise for a report to come back, glory to God, change in Jesus' name. We ask you to talk to the doctors, deal with them, let them give them the right medication, and don't let them, glory to God, have no misdiagnosis. We pray for Laura, God, that you bless. We come against fears and torment or whatever the enemy might be saying right now. We bind him up in all those voices, and we speak back, glory to God, that she'll speak back into her spirit. Glory to God, you said in your word that she shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that healing is in your wings, that you sent your word to heal. You desire for her to be prosperous in good health. Glory to God, it's her soul prosper. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine touch now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for restoration, restoring that body back to health in the name of Jesus. So we glorify you. We pray for Rachel, for right now, because that's her daughter, God. We thank you that she's standing on the word.
word, but we know mother can have concerns. We ask you, Lord, to strengthen her, encourage her too, as well, in the name of Jesus. We stand on your word and on your promise, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to leave the line open, baby, you can, but I'm going to go ahead on and go back to service, okay? You can hold on if you want to.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. We thank God. Glory to God for Mother. I mean, Pastor. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, praise, and honor. We thank you for Evangelist Ely, God, for a divine word that you brought forth, glory, out through her. We want to take any prayer requests at this time, and then we're going to do accolades for anyone, glory to God, that would like to just give remarks, but we want to take those prayer requests now. We'll make sure all the lines are open. Thank God that he is a good, awesome God, that he made a way for me to get back on this line. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Any prayer requests?
Praise God. I have one for a friend of mine. I spoke to you, Pastor Hubbard, but I'm asking everyone together, praying for a friend of mine named Kim. She and her son, two different households, but they're going through some tremendous issues. And just really trying to fight and hold on to the word of God. Her son is having a battle right now in the mind to some degree of depression and oppression. He's about to lose his home. He doesn't want to lose. He has custody of his two daughters, and, you know, losing the home could possibly cause him to lose custody of the daughters, and that was already a battle and a fight to get them. And just praying for her. She also tries to continue to keep the faith. She's going through some things right now financially and health-wise, physically. She's been in two different car accidents and had a concussion, and those have really messed with her what do you call it, cognitive skills, I believe, to some degree, and memory, along with having long COVID. So I'm just really standing in the midst of prayer for the two of them. I can't remember her son's name. I know she told me about four times, and I apologize. But it's Kimberly and her son.
All right, then. Pastor Bird, are you still there? If not, I'll have Mother Pastor Amina Evangelist Willett pray. But Pastor Bird, are you still online?
I am.
Would you take that prayer request?
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carmelita. We normally have, let her, Pastor, go ahead and take this one, and then you can go ahead and pray the next one. I'm sorry, I already put it up in the air, but I want to always use the ministers to pray. But go ahead and take that prayer request, please.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lobo Shanda Bakiridio Sanda, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we lift up Kimberly to you right now, Father, in Jesus' name. God, you know all things. You know even before they happen, you know that they're coming. And you've already made an escape for us, dear God, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you right now, Father God, as she walked through these trials and tribulations, Father God, that have come against her, that's trying to come against her mind, her thinking, Father God. I pray in the precious name of Jesus, God, that she look to the rocks that higher than she is. I pray, Father God, that she look to the hills from which cometh the help and know that a help cometh from you. I ask, Father God, that she trust you like never before, God, in the precious name of Jesus, and know that if you brought her to these things, that you're going to bring her through them. So, Father God, I thank you for your healing power, God, as you direct her and show her where to go. We thank you, Father God, that all of her needs are met through you, God. So we're thanking you for those finances, Father God. We're thanking you that she'll have plenty, God, nothing missing, nothing broken, able to do all that she needs to do in the name of Jesus, and give her a peace of mind concerning her son, dear God. In Jesus' name. And I pray for our son, God. I don't know whether he's saved or whether he knows, but I'm praying, Father God, that in this time of desperation that he'll reach out to you, Father, and let you order his steps. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you tell him what to do in this situation, even with his children and whatever's going on with him and his ex, God, or whoever she is. But God, I ask for direction for him now.
And I pray, Father God, that you keep his mind on you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And God, we are thanking you, God, that everything that he needs is in you. God, trials and tribulations is going to come. But help him, Father God, to draw closer to you, to draw near to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And God, we do come against this COVID that keeps working havoc in people's lives, even when it's supposed to be gone. Father God, we know that you got all things in your hand. You can do all things but fail. And COVID is not too hard for God. So, God, we say in the name of Jesus that that COVID, God, will not continue to work havoc in her life and symptoms and keeping things going in Jesus' name. For by your stripes, she is healed and she is whole. So, God, we do praise you and honor you. And we thank you, Father God, for answering these prayers. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Any more prayer requests? Then we have Minister Healer to pray. Praise God, and we'll be in agreement with her.
I'll have a prayer request.
Okay.
All right. My name is Selena, and I'm praying for healing. I'm battling MS and just praying for healing with my symptoms and financial struggles that it's causing as well, and just healing with my family as well.
Praise the Lord. My dear, you go ahead and take those requests.
Amen. To God be the glory. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humble as we know how, giving you thanks and praise, for this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. Forgive me, God, for any of these prayers that I set forth tonight, God, but I pray right now for Selena, my cousin, God. Lord, you know this woman of God, Lord. You know all that's about her and everything that's going on right now. When we are speaking to that body, that spirit, that mind, God, that it got aligned with your word. God, I ask you, God, that for her, God, to seek your face first, God, so you can add everything in her life right now, being that it's spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, physically, God, everything. God, I'm asking that that MS, God, to subject itself to God, the mighty hand of God. I'm praying that, God, that you will take those flare-ups, God, and you can counsel them out, God, because I know that you are a healer, God. And you said, by your stripes we are healed. And, God, I'm asking for healing for her, God. Give her strength in the midst of it is, God. Lord, let her speak your word back to you, God. Even everything that's going on, what it looks like, God, let her keep the faith. No matter what it looks like, I got to keep going. I got to keep trusting. I have a daughter, God. I have a family. I have one, but she got to keep pushing for Selena. Not everybody else, but for Selena. So, God, I speak to her right now in this circumstance, in this situation, that, God, that she will continue to press forward, God. She will continue to move, God. You will guide her footsteps, God. You will show her yourself mighty to her, God. As she's praying for our family, God, God, whatever's going on behind the scenes right now, God, only you know, God, and only you can step in, God. So I pray right now for deliverance and set free. God's salvation in my family, God. God, truly, even with salvation, deliverance, God, that, Lord, that as we speak that we love, God, that we know you, God, but we got to do what you said, God, and stand according to your word. So I pray for Selena and the family. I pray that, God, that you will open doors, God. You will heal. You will set forth in this season and hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Next person.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yes, ma'am. I do have a prayer request. I have a friend, her name, I call her Peaches, but her name is Velma, and she cares for, is the caregiver for her daughter, who is a, and her back has worn out from lifting the girl all over the years, and she's 77 years old, I think, now, and I'm asking you to please pray for Peaches that she'll be able, God will heal her, and she'll be able to continue what she's doing, and, you know, just be blessed, be able, because she's the one that holds the family together, the grandkids and all, and her daughter. Her daughter has been a quadriplegic now for over 20 years.
My Lord.
Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, you've heard the prayer request, God. For the servant who's asking for the press, God, whatever her that she's in need of right now, I still want to send prayers up for her, God, for those who are standing in the gap for others, God, even when they may have things going on. So I pray for the woman of God who just called out her friend's name, Sister Velma, God. You know what's going on with her life right now, God, that she is being in place and position to help her daughter, God, and trying to keep her daughter safe and protected. But, God, she needs you right now. As a caregiver, we give out a lot, and there's many caregivers on this line, God. So I pray strength for the caregivers, God. I pray that, God, that you would continue to keep and encourage and strengthen them, God. And, Lord, I pray for that back right now, that it got aligned with your word, God, that I ask you to take that pain out her back, God. And anything that she may be not even speaking of that she's going through emotionally or physically or financially other than just the back pain, God, Lord, encourage her heart. Strengthen her right now, God. Lord, let her know that you will never leave her nor forsake her. You will be with her always in every situation, every circumstance, in the name of Jesus. I pray for healing in that family, God, that the family will come together, God, that you will even send her help, God, whether it be a family member or somewhere through the system, God, through some insurance, God, that she may be able to help, give her some help so she don't have to put all of this on herself, God. God, there are different sources out here, so I'm asking, Lord, that these sources be open to this woman of God. And, Lord, we're praying for a change and a shift in the atmosphere for her situation and even for her daughter, God, right now, God. And even anything that may be on her heart or heaviness because of the fact she knows her mom is helping her, but she has no control over what her mom has to do. God, the bind of depression, anxiety for them in that household in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're just going to pray and believe, God, for the household, for that household and families as a whole in, right now in this season and hour. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Pastor Sims, praise the Lord. Amen. Anyone else? Praise God. That's the last prayer request. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to start out, bless the Lord, with Pastor Bird before she has to leave the lines. All the lines are open for anyone now. That I do also, before we go any further, Father, we do thank you for the speaker of the hour, your messenger that brought the word, glory out to us. God, we pray that you continue to bless Evangelist Ely, God, touch her body, touch her mind, strengthen her. Pray, glory, blood covering over her life. Restore back the virtue in her for what she poured out. Thank God for being so transparent in this time, in this hour, that glory got people to know how powerful your word is to heal and deliver and the importance of releasing and deliverance. Glory, delivering ourselves in a place of posture of yielding our vessels to you and allowing you to take charge to be the master of these vessels. God, we pray, God, you bless her husband and her family, her daughter. All that concerns her concerns you. So we bless you again for the word tonight. You continue to encourage her and angels be in camp. We bind up Satan and all his little courses, every setup, a trap, plot, plan, or scheme will come against her in Jesus' name and her family. We thank you so much and thank you for the ears that what you caused us to hear tonight in Jesus' name. We pray right now, God bless. We don't have Prophet Bird, and I'm not sure where the Apostle Danny or Pastor Burton Stone. If not, we just have whoever desire to share a couple of words, go over to God or remarks. We're going to go start with the prophet first.
Praise God. Hallelujah. What an awesome word. And thank God for that message to us tonight. Jesus heals what is broken. And I thank Carmelita so much for that message tonight because, believe it or not, we're all broken to some extent.
Yeah.
And only God can put us back together again. We need God in our lives, and we need to just stand in the midst of trials and tribulations that are coming up against us. She made that so clear to us tonight that we're going to go through trials and tribulations, but we just got to stand. We got to know who we are, and we got to trust God like never before during this time. So, you know, in the midst of everything that's going on, we got to know that God is still God and that he's going to take us to it. If he brings us to it, he's going to bring us through it. And so I thank God for that word tonight and also her testimony. Because see, if she would not have a testimony, if she had not gone through something, And the testimony that she gave will encourage somebody else who's been raped, somebody else who's gone through mental illness and all of that stuff. They know that God is the answer to everything and that we are all broken and stand in the need of a Savior. So I thank you for that message tonight. Leader, truly enjoyed it. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Next.
Hello, this is Pastor Charlotte Mitchell in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, praise God, Pastor.
Yes, I love you guys. Kamalita, you bless my heart. You bless my soul. You bless me. I thank God for what he's doing on the inside of you. You delivered it. You took your time. I received the word, the encouragement, the transparency. I thank God the way I see that you allow the mess to become your misery, your misery to become your ministry, your test to be your testimony. And I'm just excited about the word that was given. I'm encouraged. I'm built up. I mean, when you talked about the whole armor of God, when you started off and you say it's time for you to war for yourself, that just took me. I was over here, whoa! But that is true because, see, in the beginning, as a babe, we start off and all we're thinking about is ourselves. And that's what a baby does. But as you grow and mature in this thing, all you start thinking, all you think about is others. And God said, you know what? I need warrior. I need you to walk for yourself. And so I love the balance. I love the message. Very encouraging. I thank God for you guys. I'm so glad that I was able to tune in. God bless you. God love you. And God keep you all.
Praise God. Pleasure. Bless the Lord. We got to keep it rolling now. Praise God. There's no one more that wants to encourage the one.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, praise God. Hi, this is Minister Cherie Jones from Life Changing Church. I was truly blessed by the ministry of Kamalita Ely. And as you know, we all are in a season of brokenness, but God is there always to help and to guide us. I thank you for the words. It definitely was encouraging, enlightening, and definitely it was anointed. And it definitely gave me some encouragement tonight pertaining to the warrior that's inside of each one of us if we allow God to do what he has to do in us. I am blessed by you, my sister, and hopefully soon we'll get a chance to see each other once again.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Truly, I give God glory, honor, and praise on tonight for Minister Kamalita. Praise God. I thank and praise God for the great message that she brought. And once again, praise God. I mimic the words of Pastor Mitchell. Praise God. I enjoyed that message, Kamalita, so much. So much word. So I know you related to your mom in that aspect, praise God. There was so much that you said, and I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that you reminded me. I hadn't even looked at my calendar to see that today was National Prayer Day. I would have done more prayer, but I'm thanking and praising God that once I got to the courthouse, praise God, the judge asked if there was any reason why anybody may need an excuse. I said, well, if I'm going to sit in this chair a long time, I'm going to be in a lot of pain. And anyway, she said, well, you may be excused. I said, well, I'll stay if you need me, but if you don't, I'll be glad to go, Your Honor. And she excused me, so I'm grateful for that. But I thank and praise God. You did an awesome, awesome, awesome job. You've gone through so much. To whom much is given, much is required. I may have that a little bit mixed up, but I thank and praise God for your testimony, praise God, and we can always help someone else when we've gone through a testimony, and I believe God knows how much each of us can bear, but I thank and praise God that it is a time, it's a time that you know who you are, praise God, and I believe you said so many profound things, I wrote down some, but I'm not going to go over all of them. but I believe it's a time for the born-again believer to walk worthy of the vocation whereby he or she has been called. If God has anointed you and appointed you as an evangelist, a prophet, whatever the call on your life is, you could be a caretaker. I'm not sure, praise God. But he'll give you what it takes, praise God. He will equip you to do just that. But, yes, you have to obey. You have to hear from Father, and the only way to hear from him is to study the word of God, praise God, to hear what he's saying, praise God. So I thank and praise God. It is time that we as members of the body of Christ, of those who have a call on our life, to walk worthy of the vocation whereby we have been called. But I thank and praise God, and I thank and praise God for you saying to choose the therapist. If you need therapy, I say if you're not going to listen to me and I'm trying to give you the words of God to help you, get some help if you know you need some help. But you do want to try to get someone who loves the Lord and knows God and knows what his word says. So praise God, get some help if you need help in Jesus' name. But the first step is to seek ye first what? The kingdom. Seek God. Praise God. I don't believe God wants us to be bent over, crippled, tangled up, but there's an enemy out there that despises your guts if you love God. So you're subject to going through something, but you have a right to say something about it at the same time. But thank and praise God for you, woman of God. I love you. I thank and praise God for what you're doing. Praise God. I love when young people can come forth and share what God has given them. So God bless you and continue to strengthen you. And I'll say like Pastor Sims would say, I would that you live long and prosper in the kingdom way. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Sims, go ahead. Praise the Lord.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm so blessed to be able to have woke up in time to get to hear this message. And it was just a lot of word, and it was all good word. I jotted down a few things she said. The first one was don't play with God, and that is something that you should take heed to. Then she said, God wants us to have joy. And a lot of people don't think that, but he does. He said it. And then the next one was, what is my purpose? That's what you need to ask. What is my purpose? Why am I here, Lord? What do you want me to do? And Jesus heals what is broken. I appreciate this anointed word that went out. And when you prayed for my friend Peaches, you was all up in it. I mean, things that I hadn't said, you said. And I appreciate this word. And my sister has already said it, but I'll say it again. Live long and prosper in the kingdom way. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Carmelita. I thank God for you, baby. You is strong woman now. You're not the same Carmelita. She's getting older and you're getting stronger and very courageous. I thank God for using you so mighty tonight, baby. I could pick up in my spirit that's a different lady on that phone. But I thank God for strengthening you, giving you courage. Keep on pushing, Carmelita, because you're going to higher heights, baby. I come in late, but I catch the last bit of what you were saying. And I thank God for you, baby. I love you. God bless you. Keep on going higher, baby. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Sister Lauren Benjamin. Nothing could be finer than being a 49er. Carmelita, Sister Eli, Evangelist Eli, I salute you and honor God for you. I'm so thankful to have heard the word that was, I mean, literally, Carmelita, was rightly divided as it should have been. And you know what? I know we had that little hiccup earlier, but, man, your transparency within that 5 minutes, I mean, ministered to me just as much as the word did. And I am just so grateful to God to have been washed in the word by you. I'm so happy to know you, so happy to have a relationship with you, so happy for you to be my friend, cousin. and I'm just grateful to God for you. I just decree and declare in the atmosphere that you will not see another mental institute, that God will keep your mind, hallelujah, that he will keep you strong, and that you will continue to be a warrior against the enemy as it concerns your mental health. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord, Kamalia. I just thank God and praise God for the awesome word I didn't get to hear all. But the last part that I heard, you just revived my spirit, man, on the word just coming forth out of you, my sister. And I just thank God for how he's taking you up higher in him and how you are releasing yourself to him, that he can take control and you can just give out what he has given to you. And I just thank God for how he brought you through. You are a living testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God for renewing your mind. You would never have to go through a mental institution again. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And I just thank God for how he's taking you up to higher heights and deeper depths in Jesus. I pray that God strengthen you. And I just love you. I love you. I love you.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Kamalita.
Oh, go ahead. Kamalita, are you there? Kamalita.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm
just listening. Oh, I just want to make sure you were still there. Nothing happened on the phone. That's okay. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead, my sister.
Well, praise God.
Was that Alicia? Was that
yes,
Alicia?
Ma'am.
Go ahead, Alicia. Go ahead, baby.
Okay. Well, praise God. This is her sister, Alicia. I just want to say to my dear sister in Christ, as well as my biological sister, I thank God for you, and I thank God for that encouraging word that you gave on tonight, even just letting us know that through this walk with Christ, that we are going to go through some trials. We are going to go through some tribulations. But thank God if we continue to trust in him, we got to do our part. Continue to trust in him and hold fast to his word, speak that word, that even through the midst of the brokenness, he will bring us to a breakthrough if we just hold on. And knowing that not only that, but that God sees us and he looks at us and he says that in the midst of everything that you've been through, that you are still fearfully and wonderfully made. And I can say to you that, sister, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I thank God for how he has brought you through. As your sister, as a family member, as someone who understands and knows what that walk in that life can be at times, I say I'm sorry that you had to go through it from a compassionate level. But then at the same time, I thank God and praise God for you that you were able to go through that. Even though the enemy tried to knock you down, you still withstood. You're still here. And now, as the other sister was saying, your test has become a testimony, and it's going to help so many others to continue to hold on and trust God, whether they go through things that is as bad as yours, worse than yours, you know, or even less than. But still, a trial is a trial, and when it hurts, it hurts. And I thank and praise God that you have taught us and ministered to our spirits today and uplifted us to continue to hold on and find that warrior that's within us that God has given us, and to be who he has called us to be. So I just say to you, I thank and I praise God to you. Many blessings. I love you. I love you. I love you. I am so blessed by the word that God brought through you on tonight. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord, Melissa Tomlin. I just thank God for you, because I tell you, I know that you have come a long way. I know it. I thank you for just being concerned about, you are so concerned about people, because you always, I remember how you came and how you called and prayed for me. And I just thank God for those things. You know, I just don't let those things be like light for, you know, because that is one of our jobs, you know, that we have to do at times. We have to be concerned about other people. But I thank you for your testimony, because when you were talking about your testimony, I thought about some of the things that I've been through and through the brokenness that I've been through. But I thank God for the word, how you were saying different words, how you were saying that let you have the mind. You know, we got to have the mind, the mind of Christ. And then you also said, move out the way, and that's what we have to do. We have to learn how to move out of the way and let God handle our situation, the things that we go through, and God, and also you said God can change our life, And that so much is true. He can change our lives if we just let him work these situations out as we go through our brokenness that we go through. And then also stay before him in prayer. And that is some of the things. Ever since I have met the prayer warriors and have met you and your family of Pastor Hubbard, I thank God for each and every one of your prayer warriors. I thank God because as I was going through some of the things that I was going through in life, I realized it was the word of God. Even at the age that I'm in, it was the word of God that would have to bring us out. It wasn't so much as what we walk around here and do. It was that word that we had, that knowledge that we had to get in, that the word can get into us. That, like I said, we abide in the word, let the word abide in us. And what we ask what we will, it shall be given us. So I thank God for all this word. I mean, all this word that you have given us tonight. I praise God for you, Carmelina. You continue to stand. You continue to hold on. You continue to just keep trusting God because I know he's going to continue to work situation out. He's going to continue to bless you. And there is a blessing behind the scene that you just don't realize that God is trying to do for you. So I just pray that you continue to hold on, trust him, and just continue to let him do what he want to do for you in Jesus' name. And I thank God for you. Love you.
Praise God.
Minister Carmelita Ely.
Minister,
you know what? I am so impressed with you. I see on a daily basis how God moves you from communicating to me to communicating with our daughter, communicating with my mother-in-law, my mom, friends, family. When you are praying for people, and you know you're praying for people, they don't even know that you're praying for them. You never cease to amaze me. God is not through with you yet. You're a jar of clay. God's still working on you. And, wow, I've heard your testimony before, but to hear it again each time, I'm just amazed. I'm just really amazed. I thank God for you, and I love you very much.
Praise God. That's a blessing. Coming from the husband, that's beautiful. Come on, we got to keep it rolling. Anybody else? I know somebody on here, some people that, don't be shy. Say what you have to say, even if it's only a minute. Okay, if that's all.
I'm sorry, real quick, I just want to say, Carmelita, she's my cousin. This is Selena. I just want to say I love you so much, and I appreciate your word tonight, and thank you so much for inviting me to join in. I was a little late as well, so I didn't get to catch everything, but my daughter, Chloe, and I were listening to it. She's 9, and she was saying praise the Lord and praise God as you all were speaking. I just want to say I love you so much and thank you for always just being so encouraging, always, always encouraging and praying for us. And we just appreciate our family. We just appreciate you so much and love you to death. So I thank you all for your word tonight, and I'm so glad I got to join in and listen. So thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome to join us all week long with the revival if you desire. Same time.
All right.
To anyone that's joined as a guest, you can use that same number for the rest of the week. It's May 4th through the 7th. Amen.
All right. Thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, I want to say praise God. And no time. We're off early, but bless the Lord for a powerful word from my daughter. I bless God. I always love, praise God, how God moves, and you can pray and looking for that exceedingly abundantly above more than you can think or ask, kind of blessing in the revivals and even daily. But I thank God for the shift of the next level. That's the thing I've been praying for and asking others to pray, that God bless them, and as you bless them to bring the word to us, God, and open our ears that we hear so we can be able to move to the next level in the Lord, but shift them and let it be a blessing inside of them. But this word, for each one, I've been praying that. But I bless God, young lady, God has blessed and really stretched you, and the testimony, like what your husband is saying, if something has another shift and even more that God put more emphasis on it, even because of where he's taking you and where you allow him to come in and do, and thank God for you being a prayer warrior. It's been spoken over your life for some time, and I thank God, glory to God, for that and the love and the encouragement. And like your husband say, you pray for others. So we thank God for what you're doing and what you're trying to do to accomplish the will of the Lord and to fight the good fight of faith. Glory to God, and didn't give in, didn't give up, and look what God is doing in the midst. It is not wasted. Like a man of God said many years ago, or well, several preachers probably, but I heard Jackson say, God don't waste anything. Even in all, even through our heartaches and troubles, and he turns it around, and he's working for the good, but he has a work for that testimony, overcome by the testimony of those that will hear it. So I pray you continue to be encouraged, and the word as minister, evangelist, one of our speakers, blessed daughter, niece, that said, glory to God, praying that it will not be anymore, those visitations. But the door is open there if it's needed, and thank God for that, because if your faith is not in that place to grasp the faith, glory, to hold on to what God's word said in some things, some people do need that on occasions that they may have to step out on the profession. But you also input it that it would be good if they are born-again believers, and sometimes it's always not that case. But praying that God bless in the midst. But all of that you said, it was fruit for the soul, and it was very rich. I'm proud of you. Pray you continue to bless, even in all the challenges and things. God really has a purpose and plan, and thank God, even in the brokenness, you allow him to heal and deliver, and thank God what he's doing in your marriage, in your relationship with your sister, with myself, with your daughter, and even things yet to come, friends and everything else. All of that the enemy meant for evil, God's turning it around and making good. And we still know there are going to be challenges to come, because he said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver them out of all. He said, Lord, there'll be trials and tribulations, and all our lives will be of good cheer. He's overcome the world, because greater is he on the inside of us. But we got to fight the good fight of faith, holding on to that word, standing in faith, glory to God, even in the midst of the valley situation, and keeping that relationship with God, but walking in obedience, because it's not enough, as often say, to get the word and have it in your intellect. We got to get it in our spirit, so out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak, and we would not look at a bracelet, because many times you're under pressure, you ain't going to look at no bracelet. You say, well, what would Jesus do? It'll be in you to respond. So I thank God again for you. I'm proud of you. Bless God, and, you know, continue to walk the good side of faith. That's what it's all about. So be encouraged. At this time, we're going to give space to none other than our speaker for tonight, that she may have her remarks at this time.
Greetings again, all that is on the line for Divine Connections, for the revival. As the pastor has said, the revival is, I would like those who are on the line, and even my friends and family that's still on the line, if you can participate to be able to hear these other great speakers this weekend. This is just the start tonight, May 4th through the 7th at 7 p.m., same telephone number. Like they said, same bat time and channel. But I just thank God. First of all, for my, I'm going to give the flowers, where they say give flowers, the flowers do. I thank God for three profound women, well, four, because I will give, I'm going to say my pastor now, but those who have been all my life, Pastor Bert, my mother, Godmama Lillian, and now this season in the last few years, for Overseer McGuire, but those women who believed in me, who are pushing me and continue when I didn't push myself and I didn't believe myself. I just say, God, I don't have time. They continue to pray, and that's what true love, that's true being who you are in God, that no matter what the person may be, that they continue to believe God, that there is purpose in going back to what his word says in Jeremiah 29:11. So I just thank God for this opportunity. I humbly appreciate it. I don't get to speak a lot right now, so when those opportunities, I take them and I give God honor, and I want to make sure I do it right, because I definitely, when I'm one of those people, I've seen too much in ministry, through life, through whatever, so I don't want to play with God. So when I come before him, I really do try to sincerely make sure that I'm in place, and if I feel like I'm not ready or can't do it, then I try to do that too. But the funny thing is, I was going to laugh that somebody said that you're truly like your mama. I normally try to get a quick, good word, and let's get in and hit it, and let's go. But God had me in a different place this time where he just, and I was like, I saw these pages. I said, let me find out. I'd be talking about my mama, but I was all in there. But I thank God for it, and it was just good, and it was rich to my soul. And I think the word needs to always hit home first before it goes anywhere else. So I just thank God that it hit me the day that I was reading it and teaching it. I mean, you know, preparing for it, but also even tonight. And I just want to say I give God the glory because I am a changed woman. Those who know me all through the years, I have been a person. And so I thank God for his faithfulness. Save or not save, God still has to deliver you and still set you free. And he's still working on me because sometimes this flesh still get a little crazy. But I overall thank God that he has changed me. And I thank God, as I went to a women's retreat earlier this year, I told them that I just thank God for no longer being a place of heaviness. If you've ever been at a place of heaviness and been free from heaviness, it's a different feeling. So that's why we got to give things to God. We got to give it to God because there's so much freedom when you do let go and let God. And so I truly enjoy all the comments. I wanted to wait and just say thanks, thank you, thank you, thank you for those who have been on the journey, to those who are on the journey, those who have just prayed for me. Thank you very much because I do want to be in a season to do what God is calling me at this season and this hour. So I just thank you all for your support. I thank you for those who are on the line who may not even say anything. Thank you for even just coming on the line, whether it be my sorors, whether it be friends, whether it be family. I appreciate you, and I take nothing for granted, and I just thank God for you, my mother, Pastor Hubbard, for this ministry, and I thank you for just for your faithfulness, because she is faithful, you all. Because sometimes I look at her as a pastor before I look at her as a mother, because she's faithful to God, and she has given all she has in her to everyone. She gives it all the time, 24 hours a day. This woman will answer a call or anything and be in place and position. And when she could travel around, she would do the same. And I just appreciate her because she is an amazing woman of God. And so I just thank you for all you men and women of God who are on the line. I pray that God will continue to bless you and pour into you what you need from him in this season and hour. In Jesus' name, and thank you for the opportunity again, Pastor Hubbard, for tonight.
Thank you, darling, and I appreciate that encouragement, too. And definitely, you have done a great job. We praise God for all of you. I want to encourage you all, anyone that desires to listen back to the message tonight, if you miss it, you can go on your phone, computer, or however, www.blogtalkradio.com, and it's not backslash, it's ended up being / D-E-V-I-N-E. That's divine, the way we spell it for ministry, connection. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/ D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. And you'll be able to listen for the episode today, which will probably be in another 30, it could be an hour, it'll be up. And then after that time, you can listen, and any messages after that. But anyone going forward, each night you'll be able to do that and listen to the episodes for the revival or any past episodes. And the telephone number for the ones that are guests, that whoever gave you the number for guests, then you just use that same number all week long at 7 o'clock for the revival. We thank God again. For you all that came on, those glory to God, that God has prayed for you, the vessels that prayed for you, hold on to the promise, hold on to the word, keep speaking and decreeing and declaring it by faith, and we pray, glory to God, that you continue to pray ye one for another. We thank God again for the revival tonight. We look forward to tomorrow night. Evangelist, she was on tonight encouraging, glory to God, her cousin, Evangelist Laura Benjamin will be on tomorrow night at 7. We're looking forward for God blessing and using that vessel use her vessel and him be glorified in her. And he let us hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. We thank God again for all of you. Thank God for
all the pastors, everyone, all the prayer warriors, being faithful as much as possible. Some faithful people that come on for every night on every Monday night at 7 for prayer. We come different, going directly over into prayer. No discussion about nothing else but the Lord and power of his prayer. So we thank you for being in place as well. We want you to continue to pray for Sister Laura, and I'm going to call her after we get off the phone and praying that blood pressure has came down, and we believe in God that she don't have to go on no ventilator, that no matter what the attack of that devil is, he's a liar. And she and Rachel will be on as much as possible every Monday night in prayer as possible. So we believe in God. He is not going to destroy God's blessings. Again, we thank you again. Thank you, Evangelist Ely. Praise God. And I'm proud of Brother Brian coming on to introduce his wife tonight and all that's been said. So tonight we want to say, praise God, love you. And we thank God for the process of all for restoration. Every one of them have their own topic up under that theme. I want to say thank you again. Have a blessed night. We say shalom, shalom. Praise God. And prayer going forth for all of you all the rest of the week, even if you cannot be on. Keep us in prayer. Have a good night now. We love you.
Thank you.
God bless. Love you. Good night.
God bless.
Hello.
God bless.
Yes, for my daughter Alicia as well coming on Saturday. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We love you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Have a good night.